Here's your Candy Y Weather Eye forecast, powered by WeatherAlgae.com for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. Mainly sunny today, high 67, breezy north winds. Tonight's mainly clear, low near 43. On Friday, lots of sunshine, high 72. Friday night, mainly clear, low near 47. We'll continue to see lots of sunshine throughout the weekend as a ridge of high pressure remains overhead, high of 79 on Saturday. Saturday night, mainly clear, low 51, high of 78 Sunday. Right now, 42.
Friendly, personalized service to meet your banking needs. That's the standard at First National Bank, Frankfort.
My community bank has responded to the changes needed to keep my money safe and secure. They've switched to cards with the latest technology, which is safer and more secure than before. My community bank provides safety and security while staying on top of the latest banking trends.
Let First National Bank's brand of banking be responsive to your needs. First National Bank, Frankfort, proud to be your community bank. Member FDIC.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Waukini Police Chief Terry Eberle has been arrested on numerous charges. That according to the Kansas Bureau of Investigation. The KBI said yesterday in a news release that Eberle was jailed on suspicion of blackmail, harassment by telecommunications device, and numerous other charges. The KBI's release says back in January, the Trigo County attorney requested that the KBI investigate several allegations of unlawful conduct made against Eberle. Eberle was arrested without incident yesterday and made his first court appearance. The investigation is ongoing. Kansas legislators hoping to make progress later this week on a measure for boosting spending on public schools. A House committee on school finance yesterday discussed a plan to phase in a $750 million increase in aid to schools over the next 5 years. Chairman and Olathe Republican Larry Campbell says he hopes the committee can vote on Friday. Mid-America Network News.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts during Clean Car Month for great deals on everything you need to keep your car looking new, like Armor All Protectant, now $4.99 for a 16-ounce bottle. Renew, revitalize, and protect your vehicle with Armor All Protectant for $4.99 during Clean Car Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for breakfast at Burger King.
Remember at Burger King, I got the 3 for 89 cent pancake deal?
Yeah.
I tried to take one.
But they're 89 cents.
Yeah.
You can spare one.
I understand, but you know what I said.
Well, you said respect the stack.
And did you?
No, because I like pancakes.
Respect that stack. Get 3 pancakes for just 89 cents. That's 3 fluffy golden pancakes for 89 cents now at Burger King. Here's another great breakfast deal. 2 croissant sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time at participating Burger King restaurants.
The Kansas Supreme Court considering for a second time whether to spare two brothers from being executed for 4 murders in Wichita back in December of 2000. The justices hearing arguments today in the cases of Jonathan and Reginald Carr. The Kansas court overturned the death sentences back in 2014, but the U.S. Supreme Court reversed those decisions last year to force another review of the cases. A Missouri man and woman have admitted using online ads for sexual services to commit armed robberies. 34-year-old Nicole Covey of Sugar Creek pleaded guilty yesterday in federal court in Kansas to conspiracy to commit robbery and 5 counts of aiding and abetting. And 22-year-old Devon Davis Samua of Independence pleaded guilty to the same charges. And a change is finally coming. A weather pattern change will help to dry things out in Kansas for the remainder of this week. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, good Thursday. State prosecutors say they will seek the death penalty for a prison inmate charged with fatally attacking his cellmate at a troubled state prison. Patrick Schroeder appeared yesterday in Johnson County Court on first-degree murder and weapons use charges in the April 15th death of 22-year-old Terry Berry Jr. Schroeder's preliminary hearing has been set for June 12th. The Nebraska Attorney General's office said in a news release yesterday that it will seek the death penalty in that case. People who were sexually assaulted as children in Nebraska will now have more time to sue their abusers under a bill passed yesterday by the Nebraska legislature. Lawmakers voted 46-0 to approve a measure that removes a statute of limitation on lawsuits for childhood sexual assault. Victims would have until their 33rd birthday now to sue people or entities that enabled the assault. Mid-America Network News.
There is always a need for agricultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Pony Up Marysville this Friday will encourage donations to local nonprofit organizations coordinated by the Marysville Community Foundation. The Pony Up Marysville event will be held at the Helvering Center, and the public is encouraged to participate from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Sarah Kessinger with the Marysville Community Foundation.
For every donation that any person gives that is between $25 and $2,000, there will be a 50% match on it from the Community Foundation. And Marysville Community Foundation has $30,000 in match money available that day. So our goal is to raise over $90,000. If everybody uses up the matches available, then hopefully we'll, you know, get to that 90,000 mark and go beyond it. And I should say that there are several, there are 23 local nonprofit organizations that have signed up to participate.
Pony Up Marysville allows the foundation to show its support for a wide variety of nonprofit charitable organizations in our community.
We'll have door prizes, and so every hour we'll be drawing from a hat and pulling out some door prizes for those who have come in during that hour and made a donation. And so these should be kind of nice incentives to get people in the door. And then we'll have some food and drinks and just some nice refreshments for people who stop by as well. We want to have it kind of be a, you know, a celebration of our community. So it'll be a good time to stop in, visit with people, and just look into the different nonprofits in town and make a gift if you can.
In order to qualify for the matching incentive, donations need to be received at the Helvering Center anytime Friday from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. in person, or online anytime Friday at ponyupmarysville.com. Harold Rowdybush, age 74, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at First Christian Church, Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 9. Family will receive friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Harold Rowdybush. Robin L. Robinson, age 64, of Liberty, passed away Sunday. A memorial service is planned Monday, 10 a.m., at the Harmon Wright Mortuary Chapel Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Robin Robinson. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, fish sandwich, macaroni, salad with veggies, green beans, and fruited jello. Tomorrow, fried chicken, mashed potato with gravy, a wheat roll, coleslaw, and cinnamon pears. Check of a school and community calendar for today. Marysville I track team at Sabetha this afternoon. JV golf at Valley Heights. KNDY News time is 7:14.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. We'll continue seeing lots of sunshine as we finish out our work week and head through our weekend, with a ridge of high pressure overhead keeping the sunshine around along with bringing in some warmer temperatures. Many areas are going to be warming into the upper 70s and low 80s this weekend. And then as we look ahead towards next week, that ridge remains overhead, keeping those warm temperatures and sunshine around. It looks like the next opportunity at seeing a few showers and thunderstorms won't be until the middle of the next work week, when developing low-pressure system slides eastward out of the Rockies. Taking a closer look at our forecast for today, lots of sunshine, high of 67. Tonight's mainly clear, low near 43, sunny on Friday, high of 72. Friday night, mainly clear, low 47. High of 79 Saturday, lots of sunshine. Saturday night, mainly clear, low near 51. We're at high of 78 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood on the Weather Eye Weather Center.
Average high temperature early May, 72. Record high on this date, 90 in 1950. The average low, 50. The record low, 29 in 1976. Sunset this evening, 8:18. Sunrise in the morning at 6:20. Sunny skies and 44 degrees in Marysville this morning with a light wind. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 4th of May. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Free your mind at the Marysville Public Library, pushing the limits. On May 22nd at 5:30 p.m., experience a book club meets science discussion of Thunderstruck by Eric Larson. Call the library to get your free book. Pushing the Limits is a reading, viewing, and discussion program for adults and communities served by rural libraries, made possible by a grant from the National Science Foundation.
Bittersweet win for the Spurs last night. Cleveland up 2-0. The Penguins take a commanding series lead, and the Ducks and Oilers are all squared. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. It was a night to celebrate a victory in San Antonio after the Spurs even their series 121-96 over the Rockets. But Tony Parker left the game with a knee injury. The MRI is scheduled for this morning. Here's Manu Ginobili.
We're going to miss him in having him around. His experience, his big games, his big shots. But no excuses. We just got to go compete and try to play our best game in Houston.
Game 3 in Houston Friday night. Easy night for the defending champs, roasting the Raptors 125-103 in game 2. LeBron James, 39 points. Kyrie Irving remembers Toronto last season.
Last year, I don't think we had the right mindset going into Toronto for game 3 and 4. They really handed it to us, got the crowd involved.
The Cavs are up 2-0 game 3 Friday night in Toronto. Stanley Cup playoffs, no Crosby, no problem for Pittsburgh.
He gets it right back, sets up Schultz, a slap shot, he shoots and scores! They buried it!
On WXDX, the Penguins edge Washington 3-2 and take a 3-1 series lead. And Anaheim defeated Edmonton 4-3. The series tied at 2. Baseball, trouble in Boston again, but this time from an Orioles pitcher.
Gausman deals, and it's inside and hit him on the hip. And Gausman's been ejected. And right in his face is Callan Joseph. It was a curveball that hit him.
On WEEI, the curveball clocked at 77 miles an hour. The Orioles arguing that it was not intentional. Crew chief Sam Holbrook said in a statement to a pool reporter, quote, "There needs to be an end to this stuff, and I felt like an ejection was the right thing to do." The Sox topped the O's 4-2. The Astros have won 4 straight and own the best record in baseball.
McCann drills one deep to right, and that leaves the yard.
just didn't clear the wall.
On KBME, Astros 10-1 over Texas. The Cubs have won two in a row, holding off Philadelphia 5-4, and extra innings in Los Angeles. The Giants top the Dodgers 4-1 in 11. It's the Run for the Roses on Saturday, the Kentucky Derby, with Classic Empire, the early 4-1 favorite, coming out of the 14th post position. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
The Berean Church of Marysville invites you to witness the unique message of Scott Mathis as he demonstrates the meaning of the gospel with his horses. Join Pastor Scott at the Blue Rapids Fairgrounds on Saturday, May 6th from 2 to 4 p.m. as he tells his God stories through his horse stories. Chili feed and fellowship to follow. That Saturday, May 6th, 2 to 4 p.m. at the Blue Rapids Fairgrounds for this free event.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Commodity prices may have hit bottom during 2016, but an economist with the American Farm Bureau says that doesn't mean major price moves this year. Michael Clements with more.
Farm income could see a slight increase this year compared to 2016. American Farm Bureau Federation Chief Economist Bob Young says it's possible the farm economy hit bottom last year.
I think we can, you know, a little bit of a revenue increase and a little bit of a cost decrease. When we look across the sector as a whole, I think we may see, I'm only talking about 2017 income, but maybe a couple billion dollars or so from 2016 out of 65, 70 or so. So nothing great, but I think it's just possible that we actually hit bottom in 16.
He says there are many factors to watch during 2017 that could sway the market, but cautions that there won't likely be much price movement for row crops.
If I'm a row crop guy, I'd kind of watch this wet, cool conditions that we've got now. It won't surprise me if these stay around for another couple weeks or so in the Midwest that we'll begin to get some concerns on corn plantings, for example. And I'm not so convinced that we necessarily, unless we end up with a real crop situation, that we talk about a major price move this year. I just am very hard-pressed to see much of a price move on the wheat front. Cotton prices have had some movement there. If we do end up with this big crop in the ground, as we say we're going to get, I think cotton prices are sideways, maybe down a little bit.
He says the current price situation will be addressed during negotiations of the next farm bill.
Talking about a budget situation for agriculture that's very tough, very tight, very small amounts of money in the Congressional Budget Office's projections of what we'll spend on the cotton program, on the dairy program, for example. Just going to make writing policy for those commodities really tough. As we roll forward, could become even more intense than we've had at times past just because of that lack of a budget pot to go to.
Michael Clements, Washington.
With this Ag Business Update, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Wheat Quality Tour Update brought to you by Kansas Wheat. Well, Wednesday was the second full day of the Wheat Quality Tour across Kansas. Justin Gilpin is CEO of Kansas Wheat. His route took him on Highway 25 from Colby down to Lakin, then east over to Garden City, Jetmore, Larned, and then back down to Pratt. And Justin gives us a rundown on what his day was like.
I've seen quite a bit of changes in the wheat and across those areas, obviously, as we spent the first part of the day in the winter storm affected counties, and then the later part of our day we've been able to get back into the wheat that's standing up and not snow covered through as we get into the central part of the state, Craig.
Now, this snow covered wheat, this blizzard affected wheat, is this a total loss, or is there some of this going to be able to recover?
Only time will tell, that's for sure. You know, if it's going to be important for producers that are in those affected areas. Really where we saw was the really impacted areas, kind of that Logan County down through Stanton County, a swath from north to south, kind of almost on a diagonal that encompasses Kearney and Wichita counties, and kind of swath on each side of that. It's going to be important for producers in those areas with that wheat that's laid over to get in touch with their crop adjusters and try to make a decision on what they're going to do here within the next week or two. Time will tell whether or not that wheat will stand up.
Justin Gilpin, CEO of Kansas Wheat. The tour ends this afternoon as the groups once again meet in Manhattan. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
All right, welcome to F-Series Radio. Today we're talking about Ford F-Series being America's best-selling trucks for the 40th year in a row. Doris, you're on the air. Amazing, huh?
Oh, I think it's the pits.
What?
Those poor people who make all the other brands of trucks, haven't they tried really, really hard to win every year for the last 40 years?
I guess.
But Ford keeps dashing their hopes year in, year out. It seems Ford keeps coming up with these amazing new innovations that make the Super Duty and the F-150 more popular than ever.
Real bummer for the competition.
Oh, those other engineers must be so discouraged.
I told myself I wouldn't cry.
Hey, I have an idea. Why don't we give all those other truck makers participation trophies? After decades of having their dreams crushed, it's the least we can do.
You're a very compassionate woman, Doris.
Thanks. I'll hang up now.
This is F-Series Radio, home of America's best-selling trucks for 40 straight years.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. It is agriculture. Well, with all of the noise being made from the White House about NAFTA, the plan to get out of NAFTA or maybe renegotiate NAFTA or put up tariffs at the border against Mexico and Canada, well, in Mexico's case, they have decided to look at Plan B, which does not include Farming America. More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
With all of the threats coming out of the White House about NAFTA, blowing it up or redoing it or imposing taxes at the border on Mexico and Canada, Mexico has decided to look at Plan B. Plan B, negotiating with neighbors to the south, including Argentina. David Hightower of the Hightower Report is not terribly worried about that right now.
Well, we think our Congress is bad. When you combine Mexico and Argentina together, I'm not too sure they can move quickly on something like that. And we're close, and those trade relations have been set up for a long time.
Close meaning we share a border and exporting products is easier and cheaper.
Yeah, and again, overall economic activity is really, really what the issue is. And we've seen the dollar decline. And we've seen the dollar decline when we thought we were strong in our economy, when we thought we were raising interest rates, and that's a very significant sign that the dollar is going to weaken this year.
And what about the rhetoric coming from the White House? Mr. Trump went after Canada on behalf of the dairy industry. Is that a friendly signal, a sign that he's taking agriculture a little more into consideration?
Well, you know, I think he softened a lot of his aggressive trade threats, and particularly with China. I mean, one would have thought that those would have had a lot of basis. So I think what he claims is a negotiating position, and that's, if you read his book, he comes out with really bold claims, sets the table for the negotiation, and then I think relents to get a deal.
Yes, even Wisconsin's governor called it a negotiating strategy on the president's part. But is trying to improve things for other products going to make things worse for agriculture?
Well, I think it has softened it already, and it's softened the economy simply because that Trump windfall or the Trump reflation, the hope of tax reform and infrastructure spending, unfortunately, it's taken a backseat in timing and potentially passage. And to me, that's the dominant geopolitical issue.
And one quick question about corn planting, which has been delayed in many parts because of the weather. Should we be worried?
No, I don't think so. And when you look at how early we've moved and moved the crop forward, and you see that tendency year after year to try and get in the corn. So it is early. There is the expectation of less corn, more soybeans. But again, I think they tilt toward getting a little bit more corn than we anticipate from early estimates.
David Hightower of the Hightower Report. Back after this.
We're at that time of year again, the time when Mother Nature can get pretty nasty. So now's a great time to bind your crop hail coverage at a 12% early season discount. Secure crop hail coverage on your wheat by May 1st and on your spring crops by June 1st to receive a 12% early season discount. Just a few minutes in a hailstorm can do tremendous amount of damage to your crops. Call Tammy at Alliance Insurance, 785-562-2393, to discuss how you can save 12% on crop hail coverage and rest a little easier when those storm clouds come rolling in. This agency is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated, expecting 14 to 1,500 head of cattle for the sale today, including a five-year-old Red Angus bull, 80 black steers and heifers weighing 350 to 550, 11 weighing in at 4 to 550, and 42 weighing in at 4 to 6. 30 mixed steers and heifers weigh 4 to 6, 110 black steers and heifers at 4 to 7, 20 weighing in at 4 to 550. 17 mixed steers and heifers weighing 450 to 550, 50 black and white faced steers and heifers 450 to 550, 35 black steers and heifers 450 to 6, 5 black and red steers and heifers weigh 5 to 5 and a quarter, 12 black steers and heifers 5 to 5 and a quarter, 6 black and white faced steers 5 to 550, 25 black steers and heifers 5 to 6, 40 black steers weigh 5 to 6, 35 red and black steers and heifers 5 to 650, 50 black steers and heifers 5 to 650, 15 weighing in at 5 to 7 with 40 weighing in at 5 to 7, 110 Charlie and black steers and heifers 5 to 8, 27 black steers 550 to 7, 30 black heifers 675 to 7 and a quarter, 50 mixed heifers weigh 7 to 725. 24 black heifers, replacement quality, weighing 7 to 750. 27 black and white face heifers weigh 7 to 850. 32 black steers, 8 to 8 and a quarter. 65 black heifers weigh 8 to 8 and a quarter. 6 black and red steers and heifers, 8 to 9. 26 black and crossbred heifers, 8 to 9. 60 black and crossbred steers, 8 to 75 to 9. 135 black steers, 875 to 9 and a quarter, and 60 black steers and heifers weigh 9 to 925. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. It's 7:30 from KNDY. Sunny skies, 44 degrees with a light wind. Middle 60s on tap, then 70s into the weekend.
Our roots are in agriculture. We're local. Many of us were born and raised in the areas that we serve. Because of that, we make our ag decisions right here at the bank. There's no waiting for some out-of-town approval on your loan requests. So rather than planting your seeds in someone else's field, stop by and let's talk. We're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
The Notice Motor Company in Marysville has the new 2017s, including the Chevy Silverado and Colorado pickups. They have a new Chevy Suburban, 2017 Chevy Traverse all-wheel drive, a 2017 Chevy Equinox, and a new 2018 Equinox Premier at the Notice Motor Company.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. Nate Carnes pitched six innings of a one-hit ball, striking out four in his final frame, and the Kansas City Royals cruised to a 6-1 victory over the Chicago White Sox last night. Carnes wound up striking out seven with only one walk in his best performance of this season, one that helped Kansas City assure itself at least a split in the four-game series with the finale set for this